We have, oh, we have two other items, right?
Two more items. Where was I? I've already lost my page. 35, thank you.
Pay claim of Eric Smith in the sum of $35,000 involving the Portland Police Bureau.
Karen.
Yes.
You're up.
Thank you very much. Good morning. My name is Karen Bond. I'm with the Liability Division of Risk Management, and I'm here to talk about the ordinance for Eric Smith. It was a motor vehicle versus pedestrian incident. It happened on April 23rd, 2016, at about 8:15 in the evening. Mr. Smith was a pedestrian crossing Northeast 82nd at Burnside, and Portland Police Sergeant was driving a police vehicle east on Burnside, intending to turn left onto 82nd. When the light turned green on 82nd for both of them, the crosswalk signal activated to walk. Mr. Smith began crossing Northeast 82nd within the crosswalk, and the sergeant began waiting for oncoming traffic to clear before making his left turn. Once the traffic cleared, the sergeant began his left turn and struck Mr. Smith with the pit bumper of his police vehicle at a very low speed. Sergeant admitted to not seeing Mr. Smith, who was established in the crosswalk. The impact caused Mr. Smith to fall to the pavement. And risk management was able to reach a final settlement agreement with Mr. Smith's attorney in the amount of $35,000, which is inclusive of all the medicals, all the liens, and all the attorney fees.
Very good. Mr. Walsh, I believe you raised this one. You may come on up. Thanks, Karen.
Good morning. For the record, my name is Joe Walsh. I represent Individuals for Justice. We really pulled this item because it was under, again, consent agenda. And when we were reading the documentation, we came across a line that is bizarre. So we pulled it. And the line is, on the second page, resulting from a pedestrian versus automobile vehicle collision. When we read that line, we just said, we have never met a pedestrian that got into a tiny woman with a car and won. Never met one. The way that's written is you equate a pedestrian with a moving car. So we wondered, well, the car hit the pedestrian, otherwise you wouldn't be paying $35,000. Seems logical. Again, we are not questioning the settlement. We are questioning the protocols that you have and the language that you use. Why didn't you just say the car hit the guy? Or language clear. Guy was in a crosswalk, cop went to make a left turn or right turn, whatever it was, and hit the guy. Why don't you just say that? You hide it in words. This line, whoever wrote it, had to be drinking or smoking or something. Because it makes no sense. You don't have a human being against a car, and they're equal when they come into a smash. That's the way that reads. And we objected to that. So that's why we pulled this. We don't object to the $35,000. We don't object to the $1,000 over for the insurance company and all of that stuff. And I would like to point out, a lot of times we come and we are objecting to the protocol and not your staff doing their job. Okay? And you imply that, and that annoys me when you do that. We attack the protocols because the people that are watching this may have not seen city council in 2 years, and they're sitting there and they're trying to figure out what you're talking about. And we come here week after week after week as a frequent flyer. You're absolutely right, because the people that are working can't do it. I'm retired. I can do it. To your annoyance, I can do it a lot. And we will.
Thank you. Next item 30. Oh, I'm sorry. We have to call the roll on that. My apologies.
Fritz.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Udaley.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. Mr.